understand it this morning, that has missed out on any major easing is in gymnasiums, and quite a few operators are not particularly pleased with this. Mel Tempest is the owner of Body and Soul Gym in Ballarat. Mel, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Very well. What's your business allowed to do at the moment?
Okay, so at the moment we're able to do outdoor training. So obviously we can run boot camps and other style of classes outside. And of course we're still running Facebook Live classes, and we're able to do personal training as well. But can we run a gym? No, we can't.
Okay, what did you expect to be allowed to do after that announcement yesterday?
I expected us to be able to go back to what we were doing prior to this lockdown, which was to run safe facilities, to have, limited people coming in, booking in through a booking app. Example, 20 people to 200 square metres, and we were having 10 people to group fitness classes. And we should have been able to resume our businesses as what we were doing prior to this lockdown.
The Premier said yesterday in that press conference that they've made these decisions based on what they deem is safe. So clearly what you've just outlined is seen as not safe. Why do you think it is?
Why do I think opening our facilities is safe?
Yeah.
Look, Steve, to be quite honest with you, you know, I'll go through quickly what all gyms in Ballarat were doing. We all had booking apps. You had the swipe coming through. We had areas zoned off in the club. We had sanitizer, we had wipes, towels. You know, there was a procedure for the members to do every time they came in for a workout. Worst scenario, somebody came in and worked out in the red zone and they came down with the virus. We were then able to automatically contact everybody that was in that area at that time and let them know what was going on. So we have some of the world's best contact tracing systems in our gyms here, and it's ridiculous that Dan Andrews is ignoring what we do for the community. And, you know, as you know, mental health is suffering, businesses are suffering financially, and he needs to be made aware of what we are doing for our communities, and we need to open up.
Are you going to contact one of your local members or meet with one of your local members?
I've already done that. So last Thursday I spoke to Catherine King and I vocalised my concerns, and I've also spoken to Juliana Addison, and I've asked her to speak to Dan Andrews and to speak to the Health Minister, because I don't think, even our state MPs, I don't even think they realise what we're doing for our industry here in Ballarat. They both of them weren't even aware that we have 84 fitness facilities here in Ballarat. So I think, to be quite honest with you, they all need to sit down and get a little bit more educated on the health and wellbeing facilities here in our community.
Do you believe Catherine King and Juliana Addison were sympathetic to the arguments you put forward, or did they just sort of receive and listen to you and perhaps not agree with you? How do you feel the meetings went, Mel?
I think that they were sympathetic. I do believe that they weren't educated on what's going on in our community, because that was quite evident when I was going through the information to them. You know, there was 84 fitness facilities going through the COVID management plans that all of the clubs have in place. So, but there was quite a few things, Steve, on the list that they weren't aware of. I think that there needs to be a little bit of a shake-up there. They do need to sit down and have a meeting with all of the club owners, and we will be doing that in the next 24 hours. Julie Anna is putting a Zoom meeting together, and there'll be about 8 to 10 club owners here in Ballarat who will be meeting with her and passing on their feedback.
Mm. Thanks for your time this morning, Mel. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Steve.
Mel Tempest, owner of Body and Soul Gymnasium, and clearly not happy with what wasn't announced for that industry over the course of the weekend, and that is a theme coming through from the fitness industry, particularly that messaging that they have about mental health, the ability for people to get out and work out and help with their mental health. A couple of text messages. Just reading the Saturday Courier, read the Grampians helicopters, and